WildTalkRadio.com.
The following program is not intended for children. It contains mild language, violence, sexual innuendo, wink, wink, brief nudity, and deals with mature themes that some may find offensive. Parental discretion is advised.
Hey, this is former WWE superstar Shawn Michaels.
This is the undisputed future of WWE, Seth Rollins.
This is the phenomenal one, AJ Styles.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the evolution of online pro wrestling sports entertainment.
You'd be a fool if you don't check out WCI Sunday night.
Wrestle Talk Radio.
Is it wrong that I was totally aroused by that?
Bringing to you everything in the world of professional wrestling.
School is in session.
With your host, Tim Stein.
If I had to, I'd pee on any one of you.
Heartbreak Mike.
They call me Cookie Dude.
The Omega.
When I walk outside naked, people throw garbage at me.
And the producer, Sir Rockin.
I'm hopeless and awkward and desperate for love.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network and on the free TuneIn app on your mobile device.
We just stayed up all night talking on the internet.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho, the Ayatollah of rock and roll.
This is third generation female superstar Natty Neidhart.
I'm Austin Aries, and you are listening to Wild Talk Radio.
Don't stop listening, or I will find you. I have Google Earth. I know where you live.
WTR Sunday Night.
You make me vicious. Watch as I make the pain my mistress. You can call me Miss Malicious. I'll dress you up in stitches. No, I cannot resist this. If it don't hurt, I get suspicious. I like to take the knife and twist it.
And welcome, everyone, to another edition of WTR Sunday Night Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. We have an occupied show. By that, I mean there's wrestling news to cover. By that, I mean we have some tragic news to cover. But it is also full boat tonight because it is draft night.
Woohoo!
WTR Fantasy returns. It is drafting a brand new season, so everyone is here, starting with the Omega, the be-all, end-all of the network. We also have Heartbreak Mike.
What's up, everybody? Heartbreak Mike here. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Happy Kwanzaa. Hanukkah, New Year's, and all of that. So, the draft begins again.
Welcome back to it.
Crap.
And that means joining us tonight from the Rack Thursday nights here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, Lindsay Ward.
Hi! Happy Sunday, everybody!
Happy Sunday, everyone.
Mike already did the holidays, so I had to say something, you know.
Yeah, well I appreciate the sentiment. Mm-hmm. There's people out there who celebrate Sundays. I don't know.
There are.
they do. They go to church. Anyway.
That's not what I meant.
But that voice being the co-host over at the Rack, our producer here on WTR Sunday Nights, Sir Rockin.
Hey, I get an intro. Wow, that's the first.
It's draft night. Everyone gets an intro.
Cool.
Even if they do nothing.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of, the intern, King Kittens, is here.
Oh, shit.
Oh, piss off. All I would like to say is, how about them Cowboys?
Meh.
Hey, Mike, at least my team is still there. Yours is somewhere.
And the horse that you rode on.
Yours is somewhere on a milk carton trying to find their way to the game still.
I will find you and kill you.
Oh my team God. Never got there. Jesus.
I have Google Earth. Well, I can find you.
I don't know if we can say that for Baltimore.
This episode just became Exhibit A.
Damn.
Everyone watch out for Brent. He might go missing soon.
Might? Oh, maybe.
Take care of him. I'm going to keep an eye on him.
Oh, just wait. The draft is still coming up.
Hold on. Before you introduce the other one, Devil's fan Chen goes, the Cowboys are not going to beat the Rams. Same. Anyway, now you can make the final intro.
And the one who has to keep all of this in check at the lead of the line, soon to be known as First Witness, the one and only Tim Stein.
No, I'm not going to keep you guys under control tonight. Forget it. It's chaos. It is anarchy. It is the end game. Oh, shit. Did I just drop a spoiler?
That's right.
People are like, what the hell is he
it's
talking
Avengers
about?
It's Avengers 4.
Well, there somebody... you go. And Omega got it first. Omega wins. Omega, you get cookies.
Did you watch Infinity War like everybody else on New Year's?
No.
He watched Iron Man 3.
Okay.
I've got New Year, or I've got my Christmas break tradition. I watched the original Star Wars trilogy, Die Hard, Lethal Weapon, because those are both Christmas movies. Don't at me.
At Flamethorns.
I told you don't do that. And then for New Year's, I went and I watched all the Avengers movies.
Hmm. Out of curiosity, what would be longer to do a marathon of? All the Marvel movies or Lord of the Rings?
Oh, all the Marvel movies.
Absolutely.
Well, only by a hair.
If you include The Hobbit, it gets a little bit different.
Extended version of Lord of the Rings.
Okay, well, Lord of the Rings wins.
Okay.
Only by a hair, which is something I don't have anymore.
At least someone said it. Anyway.
So let's well, get... you were thinking it, so
I
shut
was.
Up.
That's exactly right. So we're here
well,
for
we the... all thought it, I mean.
Exactly. So we're here for
yeah,
the
yeah, y'all thought it. Boy, I'll tell you, that's it. I'm taking the cookies back.
Okay. I'll make more.
I'll make butter tarts instead.
Buy the book from mankitchentv.com. So we're here for the fantasy draft. Here's how it's going to work. The season's going from tomorrow to Money in the Bank. We have a long period. Just like
when is Money in the Bank?
Sometime in June.
Pause.
Oh, gee, we're going to have to do we're going to have to do a preview and pick 'em for that next week.
Half a year, Jesus.
So we have a half a year, just like we did for summer, the last one where we went till Survivor Series.
Yeah, Brent, these all go half a year. I mean, where the hell have you been?
Well, they didn't used to. Anyway.
They used to go
he
like
went wherever
months.
My team went last time.
You know, Bray Wyatt's gone missing. The B team
There's no
missing.
Way out of that cave.
No.
There really
My
is.
Entire team went missing, except for Pete Dunne. He was the only one that showed up.
No, there's a hashtag fact. So, just like last season, when we had the SummerSlam drop, you can drop one following WrestleMania. You'll be able to pick up a person, but you'll lose all the points of the person you dropped. You also get a replacement player if your person's out more than 4 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really screwed up by not dropping Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn on the last fantasy draft.
Now, does that include by injury or just they don't show up to work because...
Injury. It's an
okay.
injury.
Okay.
If you read the sentence, if your person gets injured for more than 4 weeks, you have the option of making one injury replacement.
Okay.
It's in the rule. It's in the sheet that's on your desk. Right there.
I could have made one tag team injury replacement. Ironically, that would have been two people.
Yeah, you dropped Brock, and he came back and won the championship.
Yeah, don't even rub that in.
Just saying.
Wait, Jim still had Paige on his team, didn't he?
Well, as general manager.
I get points every Tuesday night. What the hell are you talking about?
Well, before, now she's no longer general manager, so that might not be a good pick. Anyway.
And I got points with Baron Corbin, but the problem is it always wound up being a push because I'd get points for him to show up, and then I'd lose him because he'd get his ass kicked.
Exactly. So the goal this season is to make sure Omega doesn't win. Okay? We all got
the goal this season is to make sure that Tim does win. Okay?
No.
No.
I just want to get into triple digits, goddammit.
So
that'd be the first time since you won.
Yeah.
So in other words, she can't win. Gotcha.
I am steadily holding down last place.
She is due for
steadily holding that down.
She is due for a win.
Somebody's got to anchor this group, Lindsay.
Can it be somebody else?
Yeah, Tim.
We'll see.
Let it be Tim.
It was almost me at one point in time.
I got to the lead for like a brief second, and then it just all went to hell. Like, all went to hell.
Where it went to hell for you is you found a team that was on a rise, and then you picked them up, and then they disappeared.
Okay, we've got two goals. Omega can't win, and Brent has to stay at the bottom.
I was riding right in the middle the entire year.
So, anyway, let's get this started. The order was selected. You saw it on twitter.com/wildtalkradio. Tim complains now.
Because I just saw it now.
No, I was queuing you up to complain about your positioning in the order. So.
Yeah, I call shenanigans because I'm positive that you rigged this, even though you swear that you used some kind of random picker. I don't believe you.
You can watch the video on twitter.com/wildtalkradio. So the order goes...
it's photoshopped.
Oh, God.
The order goes as follows. I'm first, Mike's second, Omega's third, Lindsay is fourth, the intern is fifth, and Tim is last.
Wait, hold on. I'm third? I thought I was second.
Second. I said you were second.
Okay.
So, there we go. First round goes the keeper. Who are you keeping? I am keeping Seth freaking Rollins. Mike, who are you keeping?
Mr. Phenomenal.
AJ Styles. Omega, you have a tough one.
I know.
Me and Brent were discussing who he could possibly save. Who
are Motherfucker.
Who are you saving?
That's the problem with having such a good team last year.
Yeah, it happens.
I think I have to pick the man, Becky Lynch.
Okay.
Who was not even drafted last season.
Yeah.
No, she was.
She was. Omega had Becky Lynch.
No.
No. I drafted Randy Orton. Orton got injured. I subbed her in.
She was a replacement.
And then I picked up Orton from you.
Yeah. Movie restaurant. She was a replacement player.
Lindsay, who are you keeping? All right, Brian.
Yeah, no shock to anybody. Ride or die, Bray Wyatt.
Brent, who are you keeping? Shinsuke
coming
Nakamura.
Back.
Shinsuke Nakamura, right?
Brent? Fuck you. Fuck you.
Will he even get picked this time? Good.
I'm going to pick the force of NXT, the Undisputed Era.
Okay.
Actually, no, that's good.
Good keeper. Tim, who are you keeping?
Who am I keeping?
Yeah, who are you keeping?
Who am I keeping? Yeah, there are three on there that I want to have on my team that I want to keep. And I'm hoping I got my fingers crossed that I'll be able to grab them. it's a no-brainer. I'm keeping Ronda.
Tim is keeping Ronda Rousey. Okay. So that puts me on the board, and I'm taking Daniel Bryan.
Oh, no, you're bored.
Oh, no.
Hey, wait a minute. Who had Daniel Bryan last time, Omega?
I did, yeah. I please draft me first so I don't have to pick between him and Becky.
All right, Mike, who you got?
Boston Hug Connection.
The what?
Sasha and Bayley.
Is that a tag team?
Yep, they are a tag team.
Yes, it is.
Omega.
It's a bad time to mention I wasn't paying attention to the keepers.
Well, throw something out there and we'll tell you if I have them or not.
Give me Braun.
I did not.
I've got him.
I did not keep Braun Strowman. So we just swap picks. There you go.
Works for me.
Lindsay.
God damn it.
Pete Dunne.
Dunne. All right.
This roster's too big. I have to go through every single one.
Brent.
I'm looking really quick. Hang on.
Should have known your turn was coming.
Oh, while he's looking, point of clarification, team, what was their name? Team Hug or Boston Hug?
Yeah.
Boston Hug.
So basically, does that mean that Sasha is no longer available as an individual?
Correct.
Or can I still pick her separately?
Correct. She's no longer available
there
as an individual.
There you go. I just wanted to point that
she's
out.
She's not listed in the, she's also not listed in the individual category.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying that was actually something that was asked of me. So I was just doing that.
Okay. Right.
Okay. For me, I'll go the Empress of Tomorrow.
No. You son of a bitch. I'm going to kill you.
Yes!
You've got Ronda.
I'm going to kill you until you are dead and you cry to your mommy.
Yikes.
You're up, Tim.
Damn.
Tim. You're up. You got two picks, Tim.
I'm keeping Ember Moon, goddammit.
Okay. And who's your third, your next pick?
Well, I'm taking a look. What is her name? This is going to take me a sec because I can't find her. Okay, do the Jeopardy theme for me here. No, make it out loud.
I was listening to Noam Dar's theme song.
Where is she? Where is she? Nikki Cross.
Nice.
Tim is going for the all-female roster.
You know what? I just might.
Yeah.
All right, Brent, you're up.
I mean, we make a rule. You need a tag team. You need a woman. Do we make a rule that you need a male?
No.
No.
That's not actually a thing.
That's not a thing.
It just needed a singles wrestler.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm going Drew McIntyre.
Very.
Drew McIntyre.
Lindsay?
It begins.
War Raiders.
Where's Drew McIntyre even on the list?
Yeah, I don't even see him on the list.
Was he not?
No, fucking hell.
Not on
he
the
was
list.
Part of a tag team.
Yeah, he was.
He was. All right, yeah.
He's not on here.
Okay, well, running him in there now, Drew.
That's fine.
McIntyre. Also writing down Dolph Ziggler.
Who had the tag team Ziggler and McIntyre? Nobody?
Someone, Omega had him last season.
It was McIntyre and Ziggler as a tag team last time.
Yeah, I got must have got rid of them off of the team and never put them up. Anyway, Omega.
Let's see who we got on here. Give, no, he's already taken. Shit. Give me Dean Ambrose.
Mike.
Who had Dean Ambrose?
You know what? I'm going to walk with Elias.
I was going to take him or Dean, so good one.
Who had Elias last time?
I did.
Oh, shit. Yeah, you did, didn't you?
Let's go Charlotte Flair.
Dick.
And Tony Storm.
Oh, you.
You're throwing off his all-woman strategy now.
I think he's doing that on purpose.
Mike.
You know what? Give me the Velveteen Dream.
Mike.
Rusev Machka.
Lindsay.
Now,
Triple H.
Give me a clarification, because Rusev Day is listed Rusev and Lana, but you still have Lana listed individually.
Okay, Lana's not individual. You can remove her from individual.
Rock, who was your second chick pick?
Tony Storm.
Okay, where is she? I can't see.
NXT UK.
Oh, there it is.
Also, you should probably add Rhea Ripley in that list, too. Now that I'm actually reading it. Nice. See, I sent this to Brent earlier. He should have proofed it. Anyway.
Fire.
Oh, yeah, I sent you some proofs already.
You did. You didn't proof at all. All right, Brent, you're up.
Ha! Eat me. You know, I'm going to go the North American champion, Ricochet.
Okay, that's not a bad pick. Not a bad pick right there.
Very clandestine.
I hate you.
Mike, you could have picked them already.
I know, but I was... Shut up.
Tim? Grumble. Mike, grumble. Fuck the revival, grumble.
Absolutely.
All right. Rage. All right, Tim, you're up.
Authors of Pain.
And
somebody else.
Why didn't you take the Iconics? I mean, that would have been your female tag team. You could have just kept going.
Considering the women's tag team belts are coming.
Hey, the authors of Pain are very lovely ladies.
I dare you to say that to their faces.
No.
Chicken.
Yes.
I'll take Finn Balor, thank you.
And you can leave that accent at home. Brent.
I'm
not telling you what accent that was either.
Oh, God.
He'll be returning soon. I'm going to go with the Kevin Owens show.
So he gets a package deal on that one.
You can get them both. They're listed as a tag team.
Okay, I'll take him and Sammy then.
There you go.
I have no clarification if they're actually a tag team when they come back.
That's true.
Hey, I had to edit their entrance in WWE 2K19 because there was a DLC that said they were a tag team, so they'll continue to be a tag team.
Omega, you are corrupting your YouTube followers by swearing on Instagram.
Suck my dick.
Okay, Rock, do you have that soundbite?
No.
You know the one I'm talking about?
Yeah, but I'm not looking for him now. Anyway, okay. Lindsay.
EC3.
Ah, shit.
That's a troublesome pick. Anyway, Omega.
Who's looking good right now? I feel like I'm taking a risk with everybody. Fucking 50-50 booking.
Yep.
Give me Tommaso Ciampa.
Ooh.
Mike.
Lars Sullivan.
Shit.
Not gonna lie, that was actually gonna be my next one.
Yeah, I was choosing between him and Ciampa. So that's, he's gonna get monster squashes.
Bianca Belair.
Bitch.
And go for a long haul. New Day. Mike.
Bobby Roode, Chad Gable.
Omega.
The Miz.
The Miz.
Very nice.
Lindsay.
Keith Lee.
Nice one. All right, Brent.
I'm already heavy on this, but I want, there's someone I want. You know what? I'll take, Baszler.
Yeah, Tim.
Oh, well, Joe gonna kill you.
And?
Somebody else.
Who's the first one?
Come on,
Joe.
Pick.
Joe.
What? No. What?
He said Samoa.
I couldn't hear through the accent, so.
I said Joe's gonna kill you. Did I have my NXT pick yet?
You don't need to have one, but.
I thought I did.
No.
No, it's just fashionable and cool.
I see. Well, I don't know if I'm still, I might be too old to be fashionable and cool, but just in case, I'll pick Aleister Black.
Okay, Brent.
What's he picking him for?
He's a nobody.
Well, like Rock, I'll go a little bit of the long game here. The Usos.
When I say Us, you say oh.
Tag teams are such a gamble because you have to wonder if they'll even remember they're there.
Yeah.
Usos are fairly consistent, though.
Lindsay?
No, like, give me Taker.
Well, there's your 5 points for the year.
WrestleMania's coming up.
Yep.
Yeah.
Omega?
Cesaro and Sheamus.
Kenny Omega. Just kidding.
I mean...
I had already started typing that.
Kenny Omega might be on this list in June.
He might be at Mania, yeah.
He may be an injury replacement or a drop selection.
Potentially.
Yeah.
Dibs.
You want to call dibs? You take someone on your roster and go hit him in the back of the knee with a pipe.
Nancy Kerrigan of you?
Ow. I am going to go with.
Nobody corrected me and said no, it was Tonya Harding the hitter. I don't.
Jesus.
I was just going to say really.
But it wasn't Tonya Harding the hitter. She paid the guy to hit her.
I was going to say really dated reference, but I
digress. Thanks, Omega.
Come on, Mike.
I knew you would pick up on it.
10 seconds, you get all drafted. 10.
Oh, BS. Nine, let me go ahead and get me, Kairi Sane.
You prick.
You could have drafted her this entire time, dude.
let's go Mustache Mountain.
Okay.
And bro, Matt Riddle.
I did not want to have to draft him. Thank you.
It was on my immediate list. I thought about it.
All right, Mike.
How many do we have left?
We're in the 8th round, so you have 3 more picks.
I am going to go with, and it's sad because I don't even. Shut up. I'm going to go with Mia Yim.
Is it my turn yet?
No. Damn. Omega.
Buddy Murphy.
Is it my turn yet?
No.
Lindsay?
John Cena.
Is it my turn?
She's playing that long game.
She is.
Brent?
I'm going to take a chance and go with Sanity.
Is it my turn yet?
Yeah, will they remember if they're there or not?
Hey, Tim, it's your turn, Tim.
They've made appearances.
I don't know who to pick.
Seriously? By the way, from now to WrestleMania, somebody in my list is bound to show up at least once.
Yeah. At least you know this.
Once.
Yeah, I'm bringing back the Riot Squad.
You'll possibly get appearance points for Triple H.
That's why I picked him. Points.
Yeah, yeah, Trips. Yeah, because of the whole McMahon's are in charge again. I almost picked Trips just for the weekly appearances.
Yeah.
All right, Tim, one more.
You got the Riot Squad, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Just making sure because you know. Oh shit.
Tim wants the Shining Stars.
He wants Curt Hawkins to get that big win this year.
Mike.
Come on, Zack Ryder.
Woo, woo, woo.
I don't think you guys are helping very much.
You know it.
Are we trying to help?
I don't think you guys are trying to help very much.
Jinder's out there? I mean, Jinder's out there.
How much longer before Alexa isn't hurt anymore?
Is she on your team now?
It's between Alexa and I'm just working on narrowing it down here.
You get auto-drafted at the Lucha House Party in 30 seconds.
Shut up, I do not. I'm looking really quickly. Skin. Fuck it, give me Alexa.
Print.
Because they seem to have a Jones in for this guy, Mustafa Ali.
He's,
what was that?
I said he's been doing really good.
Lindsay?
Hmm? You know what, give me the other points, bitch. Give me Shane McMahon.
Wow, Lindsay, you really are kind of sort of interested in that anchor spot, aren't you?
Yep.
Omega. I think so.
Omega.
I'm not comfortable with the choice, but they seem to want to have him on TV all the time, so Bobby Lashley.
Your man, Bobby Lashley and Leo Rush.
Yummy!
Aww.
The only reason why I didn't pick Bobby is because you have to have Leo with him.
Yeah.
I hate that mofo.
Leo's going to have to be out there, so I might as well be happy to see him because it means points.
Yeah.
Who took that guy?
Mike.
Since we're going to talk about points, I guess we're going to have to go with Baron Corbin.
And Mike's points magically disappeared, and he's in the race for the basement with Lindsay.
I am taking the Absolution team of Mandy Rose and Sonya Deville.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
Nice.
And I'm taking Vincent Kennedy McMahon.
No chance.
For my last
son,
pick.
That's what you got.
Mike, your last pick is who?
You know what? I'm actually going to take a gamble here. Put Kenny down.
Kenny Omega.
Kenny G?
Hold on.
Picking Kenny G?
Y'all laughed when I went with Ronda Rousey banking on her showing up, and look what happened. He could have a sleeper.
He could. He absolutely could.
I'm going to go with Kenny.
All right. So
no points unless he shows up. Ha ha.
Mike picked.
Tonight on Raw, the debut of Kenny Omega. Fuck.
He's going to show up at the Royal Rumble.
Mike picked Kenny, so Omega?
See what you did there.
You sneaky.
Son of a bitch.
Did I set off your V-trigger?
I'm V-triggered.
All 20 of them.
Yeah, one of 87 tonight.
Let's wait till after the draft. We can talk about it.
You know, we got Mania season this one. Give me Kurt Angle.
Can we do video picks now?
it was a strategy that worked for me 1 year.
I know. It sucks.
Lindsay, your final selection is who?
Johnny Gargano.
Brent, your final selection is... The Shining Stars. Got it.
No, fuck you. Fuck you.
I'm looking at one on the list. I'm surprised no one's taken.
There are a couple.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I mean, there are a few.
Women's tag.
You know what? I'm gonna draft this just in case, depending upon medical factors. I'm going Roman.
Wow. This is just it. This is like pick 10. Everyone go off the fucking wall.
And you know what? If every single final pick gets answered, it's open season.
Tim, your final selection.
Well, not intentionally throwing a damper on anything, but picking Roman, this little fantasy draft is going to be over for 6 months before you see him again. I just wanted to throw that out. He'll be fine. He's going to recover, but this fantasy draft is going to be done for 6 months before he's back.
He also has the option at halfway at WrestleMania to get rid of him if he chooses.
Don't remind him. Shut up.
He knows this. Anyway, Tim, your final selection is who?
Well, give me Skin Shins Knucklehead.
Skin Shins at Flames Forum.
Who?
Shinsuke Nakamura.
Exactly.
Shinsuke Nakamura. Skin Shins Knucklehead.
I mean, the guy from the Big Show movie?
Stop it.
All right, that's the draft. There were some big names not picked.
No one picked Jeff Hardy.
Nobody picked Orton.
I was staring at Hardy going, like, he wins almost every week, but, like, I'm very blue heavy.
Who picked Brock?
Nobody.
No one.
Oh, shoot.
Because we're expecting him to have, what, two matches at the most?
And that's it. Yeah.
Well, there's a shot he's going to lose at Rumble, or there's a shot that he's going to lose at Mania, and that's the only time we're ever going to see him, and that's it.
He'll be holding that title through Mania. He's not losing it at Rumble. So basically, by the time Fantasy is over, this go-round, we'll have seen three wrestling matches involving Brock Lesnar, and maybe two appearances.
There's a lot of people on this. Nia Jax wasn't taken. The Miz wasn't. Miz wasn't taken.
Miz was taken.
Miz was taken.
All right, he took the Miz. You have the call-ups, Heavy Machinery, Lacey Evans. They weren't taken.
I was suspicious about
all of the call-ups aside from Lars, because Lars has been getting vignettes for over a month now. Him, I knew he's imminent, but we have no idea when EC3 is coming up.
Right.
Rumble.
And then yeah.
Because when we saw Adam Cole, it was like. Yeah.
So, we're going to get into this for the preview and pick 'em, but everybody right now, I want you to think of one big name returning for Rumble.
And we got, 2 weeks for that? Yeah. All right, so I think that does it for the Fantasy Draft. We'll come back. We're going to review 2018, the selections that were made. Wait, we have an invalid roster. Hold on.
What?
Wait,
we have an invalid roster. Hold on.
What?
Brent?
What happened?
What did you discover? Brent?
Earth to Brent.
Sorry, I'm muted. Lindsay, you do not have a female on your roster.
Oh, no.
Oh no. Violation.
Violation. Violation.
Who?
Automatic 10-point deduction. Violation.
I thought I picked a female.
No.
No.
Oh, okay. Well, fuck.
It's so weird to hear Lindsay swear. I don't know why. It just is.
Who's on my team again? Who did I pick?
Bray Wyatt, Pete Dunne, War Raiders, Triple H, EC3, Keith Lee, Undertaker, John Cena, Shane McMahon, Johnny Gargano. While some of them may be whores, they're not females.
They're professional wrestlers. They're all whores.
They're all whores. Yeah, they're all sluts and whores. I hate to do it. Trade Johnny for Io Shirai.
Okay.
I like that.
That is a valid drop. All right.
Same energy.
All right, so there you go. Now we're good. No more, no more fluff. We all got it. We're good. All right.
No more fluff.
Tim, send us the break.
Oh, I thought you were doing that. But hey, everybody, that was the Fantasy Draft WTR going through, what is it, Money in the Bank?
Yep.
Unbelievable. 6 months worth of checking this out. We'll have lists posted for you, the teams, down the road in the next couple of days. That being said, we're going to come back and review 2018 and predict 2019 for you on the other side of this timeout. We'll be back right after this.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
Maybe I have one more ass-kicking left in. I thought to myself, maybe I have one badass spear left in me. Then I thought to myself, maybe I have one last devastating jackhammer in me. So, Brock Lesnar, not only does that mean that you're next, but most importantly, it means, Brock Lesnar, you're last!
To the shocking moment.
First off, thank you so much for that. Yeah, what's up, Detroit?
And the moments that leave you speechless.
You know, Chris, if you're going to put something on that list, why don't you start with that terrible scarf of yours? I mean, while I'm looking at you, you can add those rinky-dink tattoos on there, your tacky little haircut, your creepy mustache, and how about those trunks, Sparkle Crotch?
What?
Sparkle Crotch. They're sparkly. Rhinestones all over the place. Sparkle Crotch. Go ahead, get it on the list, write it down. Sparkle Crotch.
I'm going to say this one time. I am not Sparkle Crotch!
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
The Rack Extra gets a little Bella. In the form of Total Bellas.
It's not about you.
Technically, it's all about me.
Join us each week as we review the latest happenings going on in the world of the Bellas.
My husband doesn't know what a quickie is.
Ew.
Let's see how sensitive he is. My husband can't have, like, 2 minutes to 5 minutes of sex because he needs to start out with making out and touching.
Whatever,
that's
fine.
Like,
no, that's not
all
fine.
All the time. All the time. What? Which I love, but sometimes I'm like, no, a quickie, like, come on.
Why don't you just say, hey, dude. Penis.
No, I'll just be like, well, I can give, I guess for guys you call it a hand job.
Yeah, so why not?
No, I do. I have them do it all the time.
Yeah, it's so great. Sex. That's fantastic.
Check out the Rack Extra, Total Bellas Weekly at WildTalkRadio.com and RackRadioShow.com.
My mother is getting more than me. It doesn't take him an hour to get up, I will tell you that.
People power!
You never know what will happen when you tune in to CB Radio.
Are you serious? That's the number two.
That's currently number seven. It was number two at one point.
Apparently it's big or something, but I don't know what the fuck it is. It sounds like a gang bang or something. Techno gang bang. Maybe the world needs to end. End of the world Gangnam style.
Weird shit becomes popular. Like, I swear I've heard all about this stuff, but I don't... I was like, what is this, like a... fucking martial art or this type of food or something? I don't know what the hell it is. Is it sexual position? I play my, you know, work schedule and whatnot. But,
watch the video.
Okay, let me get the video then.
What the fuck?
It just gets weirder and weirder. Oh, I thought the people are going to be showing up at the party. Oh, you done the battle over here. That's the horse you have, man. The horse you have. Not the pelvic thrust. Is that Mr. Sulu in the sky? Oh, they're riding that pony.
Yeah, I know.
Got 800 million. Oh, I'm scared for the future. Yeah. This is why I don't go to clubs and dance, because I can't do this shit. Hey, I make sure the club stays still. I'd lean on that wall. I make sure I got drinks in my hand, and I make sure that club's staying still.
Oh, yeah, he's going to be dreaming about him.
Oh, man, damn it. Now I got to... You gotta play something else, Rock. I'll have to wake up and start riding the damn donkey.
Hey, Margarita!
Oh, I hated that song. Rock, I think you just replaced the song in my head with the worst song. Now I'm watching some Hispanic dude do it in my head. Oh, now it's being cross-referenced with the Asian dude. Oh, they're having a mass Macarena.
Macarena style.
Tune in to CB Radio Saturdays, midnight Eastern Time on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
God bless, I was made in America.
Thursday nights, The Rack lays the smackdown on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Thursday.
Join me, Lindsay Ward, and my handyman producer, Sir Rockin', as we give you all the latest wrestling news, discussions, our reactions to both NXT and SmackDown, along with interviews with some of our favorite wrestling superstars.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar. What's up? This is WWE Superstar The Miz. This is Mr. Money in the Bank, the undisputed future of WWE. Seth Rollins.
This is Kane from WWE.
The future is now when you experience The Rack. Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Thursday.
Hi, everybody. This is good old JR Jim Ross, WWE Hall of Famer.
Business is about to pick up here.
And you're tuned in to the Wild Talk Radio Network.
It's going to be a slumber knocker.
Too fast to prepare for this. Tripping in the world could be dangerous. Everybody circling as vultures. Negative, nepotist. Everybody waiting for the fall of man. Everybody praying for the end of times. Everybody hoping they could be the one. I was born to run, I was born for this.
Welcome back to WTR Sunday Night Live on Wild Talk Radio Network. Because the go means... No? I don't know. We're back.
First show of the year. Little rusty.
Little rusty. We're here to look back. The year
that was 2018.
Hey, look at him now talking. Hey, look at that.
When you forget that you're on mute, you feel like an intern. Hi, Brent.
So I'm going to ask you some things, and then we're going to review predictions you guys made last year and how awful they were. And then we'll make predictions for 2019. Cool?
Okay.
Sure. All right.
Okay, Mike, what was your favorite match in 2018?
My favorite match in 2018 would probably have to be Johnny Gargano. No, I'm sorry. No, it is not. I apologize. It was Velveteen Dream versus Tommaso Ciampa for the NXT Championship.
Okay. Mega, your favorite match of the year?
God. It's interesting because last show I just watched was at a New Japan, so I'm trying to remember the New Japan matches from last year.
Can I change my
Hey, wait a tick.
Nope, your turn's over.
Keeping in mind, the matches we just saw are not 2018 matches.
I know, but there's one match.
You already made your selection, sorry, we've moved on.
But that
on.
Was WWE. You didn't specify.
Exactly.
Oh, come on.
Exactly.
Come on.
Exactly.
Oh, man.
Omega?
No, God, anything, he almost said Ciampa and Gargano, and then, like, that's... It's close, but I think for me, just most entertaining and just most surprising match to me in a really good way was Last Woman Standing, Becky and Charlotte.
Tim, what about you?
Well, there are a lot of good matches that we had over the year last year. But, yeah, Omega picked my pick because that's what I was going to go with. Ultimately, that match gave a lot more than I was expecting it to be. And entertaining as a son of a bitch. And yeah, okay, sure. Yeah, it's the freshest one in your mind, maybe, of all the good matches. But, you know, the women delivered. We've been backing them up ever since this women's revolution took off. And I shouldn't be surprised that the match was so good. But at the same time, I can't help it. I was surprised at how awesome it was. And so that's my pick.
To you, Tim, what was the biggest wrestling story of the year?
Roman Reigns.
Nothing even comes close?
When somebody has to put their career on hold because their life is in danger of being lost, everything else kind of takes a backseat, really. To tell you the truth, it does.
Mega, what was the biggest wrestling story of the year?
I mean, you prepared me for favorite, if you want to go biggest.
Favorite, you know.
Well, I mean, like...
We're not talking wrestling, like, moment. I'm talking about a news story. Like, we'll get to moment, favorite moment,
okay,
in a bit. Talk about story, not storyline, story. Something that, like,
okay.
Ronda,
okay,
or Daniel Bryan returning, stuff like that. Or Roman Reigns.
Well, no, like, I literally had a story... Yeah, like, I did have a storyline picked out, but, no, Tim nailed it. Like, that is something we've never seen in this business before. Like, we've seen people retire because of injury. We've never seen someone retire... Or in this case, delay their career because they're facing a life-threatening illness. Like, I've certainly never seen it. It's tragic. It's heartbreaking. It's a way of. I don't know how to phrase it, but when someone gets injured and they have to retire, like, okay, that's over, fine, off. But they get to live. They get to live a life. Like, we get to keep seeing them every now and then, or catch up with them, see how they're doing, or even when someone has passed away. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a moment of tragedy. We mourn and then the show goes on. Both of those have something finite to them. This is not finite. We genuinely don't know how Roman's going to be. It's up to fate and how hard he fights, and he's going to fight as hard as he can, of course. But it's a level of tragedy we don't really get to experience, in this industry.
No,
I was just going to say, that kind of overwhelms anything else I could think of.
Do you concur, Mike?
Well, yeah. One of the stories, and honestly, it is an emotional story. For someone to literally say that you cannot wrestle for forever, and then for him to pursue what he has and to see it happen again, WrestleMania, that is probably one of the big stories. Just to hear, oh God, I'm coming back. I am medically cleared. That to me is probably one of the biggest stories in so far WWE. Just a miracle, when you say you can't, but you fight for what you want to do. That is literally you.
Yeah. So
yeah.
I was waiting for someone to respond to a message. All right. So we'll get to that in a bit, Tim, then, I guess. What was your favorite moment, Omega, of the year?
I think Mike was just kind of describing it. If we talk a favorite moment, then yes, it'd be the return of Daniel Bryan.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, when someone comes out and says they're announcing a career-ending injury, that's supposed to be finite. That's supposed to be the final say in it. And Daniel Bryan proved no. There is something else after that. There is life after that diagnosis,
yeah.
And sometimes it could lead back to the ring. That's again. I've seen people walk away. Like, I've seen Shawn Michaels walk away because of an injury and come back, but it was never as, like, absolute as it seemed with Daniel Bryan.
Career-threatening. Like, mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, absolute miracle that he made it back. And, like, yeah, I didn't think I'd get to see it, and here we are. He was in our draft pool.
Yeah.
Mike, your favorite moment?
My favorite moment in wrestling would have to be when, after such a long time, Kenny Omega finally wins the big one. It took him so long for him to just get the title, everything that he had to go through. And he got it. He finally got it. And it was a good, you know, story. It was a good moment to see all his hard work from being in Velocity all the way up to the indies of PWG and all of that to actually winning IWGP Heavyweight Championship. So that was by far a great moment.
And here he goes to lead the new 205 Live division in WWE.
No, that's actually Kushida, but we're not going to talk about that.
We'll talk about that next week. Tim, favorite moment this year?
Well, it's Daniel. I mean, you think about it, how much the entire wrestling world got behind him when he was wrestling, and it was like just about the best booked, best written underdog story in modern history in professional wrestling. And just the fallout after he lost the title, right up until having to announce that he can't wrestle anymore, and then finding out he just got cleared and he's going to wrestle that night. It's like your wildest hopes and dreams were just answered.
What was the tag team of the year, Omega?
I couldn't even think of one. Like, we're going to be completely honest here. Like, the tag division has suffered so much in 2018. I have to go just on in like an entertainment value and say the New Day, but even their shtick has gotten so old to me.
I could give you a suggestion.
Of course could you could.
Undisputed Era?
See, but even then, like,
okay.
The exposure time is so much more limited on NXT.
The Revival, you could pick the Revival.
No. Stop.
Lucha House Party.
Stop. No!
Mike, favorite tag team.
The most entertaining thing about them is the llama that comes out.
My favorite tag team would have to be the Undisputed Era. Just to see Roderick Strong being like one of the top faces and just giving everybody the middle finger, NWO. It was nice. And then to see them this successful in NXT, having friends, literally getting to do what they want, just being themselves.
Tim, your favorite tag team? Or tag team of the year is what?
Oh, you know, like, it again, it's like what Omega said. Is there one? Everything's just so vanilla.
I have another team I could have mentioned, but I'll save it until after you're done picking.
I mean, like, you look at what Rude and Gable are doing, and that's good. New Day is, you know, I don't know. It's like your favorite TV series that you just watch because it's habit. Freshness has gone out of that.
They're the Simpsons of WWE.
There you go. And yeah, you just watch the Simpsons because they're still on TV, and that's what you've done for 20 fucking years. Shit. Damn, I'm really having a hard time with this one. I really am. But just thinking, just because of, you know, like maybe not what they did in 2018, but their potential. You got to consider the Riot Squad a tag team, and like, if they keep playing their cards right with these women, this is going to be a huge thing. They're introducing women tag team titles, and I can see the Riot Squad doing the female New Day with the dark side as opposed to the comedy.
So, no one picked the Bucks of Youth.
You said best tag teams.
Nobody likes the Young Bucks. They're dumb fucks. The Young Bucks.
Chat room suggested the Golden Lovers. I mean, there was another team there. Favorite female wrestler of the year, Tim? Best female wrestler of the year.
No, I'm going to go with Ronda because we keep talking about how amazingly far she's progressed from week to week to week to week, even though we have at the same time kind of sort of said we shouldn't be surprised. But at the same time, transitioning from a, you know, a real sport to a fake sport. Don't call it fake. Still real to me, damn it. But like, you know, it's a transition into something where you're not actually trying to knock somebody the fuck out for real and making it look good. She's done remarkable things. It's Ronda with honorable mention to Becky Lynch.
Female of the year, Mike.
Becky frickin' Lynch.
Cause she's the man.
Don't do that.
Don't do what? I don't know what you're talking about.
Female of the Year Omega is...
It's Becky Lynch. It's like, okay, we give Rhonda all the credit in the world for picking this up so fast. And she is just phenomenally talented in the ring for how new she is to the business. Cannot take that away from her. But she was going to be a huge star on Raw no matter what because of what she was coming in with. The pedigree she already had from UFC and the notoriety. Mm-hmm. We said it during our draft picks. We wrote Becky off as early as our last season of fantasy.
June.
No one picked her. Her star has risen so fast. Just from there, she has gone from just doing absolutely nothing to being the biggest thing in the industry right now. I mean, that is just it's nearly unprecedented rise, especially for a female athlete to be the biggest deal in WWE right now.
So, male wrestler of the year, Omega?
Well, to kind of segue from a previous pick, it'd probably be Daniel Bryan. Like, it's the one I didn't expect for him to even be a wrestler this year, but not only has he come back, he doesn't seem to have lost a step at all, and now he's got this new persona where he is very, very engaging to watch again. You know? I mean, it's cool not only to have him back, but it's cool for him to actually be back. Like, it's not like a nostalgia act. He's coming back for all his greatest hits. They got that out of the way really quickly. Now he's back doing new things, and he's with a new persona, and it feels like he really is back for the long haul.
He's not going anywhere. All right, Mike, male wrestler of the year is
Daniel Bryan. Same thing, you know, Omega kind of finished it off, and he ain't lost a beat at all. So yeah, I gotta say, good job, Daniel.
Male wrestler of the year, Tim.
Yeah, Shane McMahon, you guys are crazy. No, I'm kidding.
Wow.
He has
the trophy, you know.
Yeah, he's got the trophy.
Best in the
world.
Well,
that's why I picked him. No, I'm kidding. In all seriousness, we're unanimous here. It's DB. Feel good story of the year. The whole bit. And, further to what Omega was saying, his character was allowed to actually, like, evolve.
Yeah.
So there you go. There's the 2018 year in review. Let's see how you guys did on picks.
Uh-oh.
All right, to end the year.
Guarantee no one had Daniel Bryan as champion.
Yeah,
I did.
For the Cruiserweight title, at the end of the year, Omega, you had Cedric Alexander.
Wow.
Mike had for most of the year.
Mike had Hideo Itami. Tim had Brian Kendrick.
Oops.
For the SmackDown Women's Championship, Omega had Naomi. Mike had Carmella. Tim had Sasha Banks. For the Raw Women's Championship, you all picked the same thing. Do you guys remember who you picked?
For the Raw Women's Champion?
Yeah.
Asuka?
Yeah. Congratulations. You had just the wrong brand.
Wrong brand.
Wrong brand.
Well, she's got a title, but
No. For the NXT Women's Championship, y'all had Kairi Sane.
Close.
She, we was right.
But not. But no.
And then no, we weren't.
Yeah.
For the NXT
title. We were, but then we weren't.
For the NXT tag team titles, Tim had Sanity.
Uh-oh.
Yikes.
Mike had Heavy Machinery.
Bastards.
Mike had the Street Profits.
Where the fuck they go?
They won the Evolve tag team titles.
Yeah, who are wrong the champs company. Right now in NXT?
Tag team champions, Raw Company.
Undisputed era. The NXT champion, Tim had Cassius. Oh no.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Mike had Ricochet.
I gotta stop picking people I know. Fuck. Let me down.
Right, we could finally put a point on the board. Mega had Ciampa.
Wow.
All right, we did the SmackDown Women's Raw Women's SmackDown Tag Team Champions. Oh, Tim, God. Tim had Benjamin and Gable.
Okay.
Mike had the Bludgeon Brothers.
Okay.
If they didn't get hurt.
If they didn't get hurt, right. At least we all got a point.
No.
I think.
No.
Okay.
No.
This isn't for points, Mike.
Omega had the New Day.
It's a New Day?
Yeah,
no, for the Raw Tag Team titles, Omega has the Bar.
A half credit.
Yeah.
Mike had the AOP.
Half credit.
Close.
Tim had the Hardys.
Dummy.
For the U.S. title, Tim had Bobby Roode.
half point.
Mike had Bobby Roode.
Oh, crap.
To end the year for the U.S. title, Omega had Shinsuke Nakamura.
You're so close!
Damn.
Off by one goddamn day.
Go to Universal title. Don't go for WWE yet.
Tim.
Tim.
Thank you, Tim.
Okay, that aired on New Year's Day.
That doesn't count.
I get that.
Because it's 2018, he gets it.
No, it actually happened. No. You guys are all wrong. It happened on Christmas.
Christmas.
Oh.
It was Christmas.
Okay, he doesn't get it.
Oh, fuck. The celebration was last year. God damn it. Okay, fine. I'm still pissed. That was way too close.
Intercontinental
Champion. And the winner of the Academy Award for Best Actress goes to... No, wait. That's the wrong one.
Stop
Steve
it.
Steve Harvey did.
All right. Intercontinental Championship. Mike had Samoa Joe.
Nope.
Omega had The Miz.
I don't want to... I know I was... Yeah, okay. What was it?
AJ Styles.
Nowhere near that.
For the Universal title, y'all had Roman Reigns. Good pick.
And he still would be held in the title, except fuck cancer.
Yeah. All right, for the WWE Championship, Omega had...
Oh, God.
Kevin Owens.
If only.
Mike had Shinsuke Nakamura.
Ooh.
Tim had Shinsuke Nakamura.
We had such hopes.
No, that curve... No, the curveball was Daniel Bryan.
All right, the biggest signing...
The curveball was no one knew what to do with Shinsuke.
Yeah. The biggest signing in WWE for Mike was James Storm.
Nope.
Tim had Chris Jericho.
Strike two. Well, wait a minute. Didn't he show up on a one-off?
That's not. He did not
sign.
He did not sign with the company. That's just an appearance.
No, but still, that's a half point.
Nope.
Re-sign. Nope. Not full sign.
You have to sign for one night if you're going to show up for
sign.
And Omega had
assholes.
Omega had my man, Bobby Lashley.
Hey!
Mike gets a point.
Show him your favorite pose! Ha ha!
Breakout star of the year. Omega had Ruby Riott.
She did.
Decent year.
Mike had...
It's arguable.
Mike had Bobby Roode.
He won tag team champion.
Not quite as big.
Tim had Roderick Strong.
Why did I pick Bobby Strong? I don't know.
And here goes the ones that y'all regret later. Because you wish them to lose their job. Omega wished Curt Hawkins to lose his job. Mike wished Leo Rush his future endeavors.
Jesus.
Why couldn't you have been right?
And Tim wished Mojo Rawley his future endeavors.
Make it so bad I know Leo Rush. God.
And now we...
Why do you know Leo Rush? You disgust me. You're dead to me now.
We then now move to the picks for this year. And let's start where we just ended. Omega, who will be released in 2019?
Ty Dillinger.
Mike.
I think I'm going to go with Ty.
Tim.
Curt Hawkins.
No one said Zack Ryder. I'm surprised. All right.
Zack ain't going nowhere.
Or to AEW. Breakouts.
Yeah, I have someone making the toy unboxing videos for WWE.
You know it, bro. Thank you. I wanted to do that. Breakout star of the year for 2019, Mike, will be who?
Fuck. I think it's
Kenny Omega.
No. God, no.
Maybe that's the next one.
Yeah.
For all of us, I think.
I honestly would have to say breakout superstar. I mean, it's already starting, I'm going to have to say, but I'm going to continue it. Becky. Keep it going.
That does not count.
She's already broken out.
Yeah, she's broken out. They're looking for a whole bunch of clear cell for her already, so no.
Drew McIntyre.
Judges?
Ding, 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 ding. Okay, we'll give it to him, I guess. Omega, who you got?
EC3.
Tim.
Nikki Cross.
The biggest signing will be who?
Oh, okay. Are we going to do this in unison?
One, two, three.
Kenny Omega.
Kenny Omega.
Omega?
Kushida.
Actually,
Kushida. I don't think he's going to adhere to a WWE contract.
Nah, if anything, he'll do 205.
All right. So WWE contract.
Yeah.
Yeah. 205 is WWE.
Yeah. NXT.
So it would count.
For the first time, we're making a new selection. NXT North American champion will be who? Omega.
Oh, God. Velveteen.
Mike.
Adam Cole. Bobby Fish.
Tim.
Yeah, if it's not somebody who's not yet signed, I got to go with Velveteen. I mean, shit. I mean, that one match that he had with, what's his name, that was match of the year candidate.
Can't wait for y'all to be wrong about Velveteen Dream when he's the Intercontinental Champion at the end of the year. And NXT Tag Team. Bingo! The NXT Tag Team Champions at the end of the year will be who? Omega.
Who fucking knows?
I mean, Street Profits, I mean...
Stop it. No.
I mean...
Stop
you
it.
Tell me... No. No.
I mean, the Forgotten Sons, I mean...
Hmm.
You know, I will go with the Forgotten Sons.
Mike.
As will I.
Tim.
I forgot.
All right, there we go. Who will be the women's champion of NXT? Mike.
Bianca Belair.
Tim.
Shit. God damn it. Yeah, Bianca.
Oh, my God.
God, I hate to go with the crowd, but yeah, Bianca.
Who will be the NXT champion at the end of the year?
None of your business is a secret.
Tim.
I said it's a secret.
Tim.
What?
Make a pick.
Oh, Christ. Everybody that I want to pick is going to get called up to the main goddamn roster.
You never know.
He's coming up. He's going to get called up. No, he's going to get called up. You know what? To hell with it. I'll stick with Cassius Ohno.
Wow.
Mike.
Adam Cole.
Omega.
Yep, Adam Cole.
The Cruiserweight Champion this time next year will be who, Omega?
Unemployed.
Oh, thank you.
Mustafa Ali.
Mike.
Chavo Classic. No, I'm just kidding. I would have to say... Nah, because Mustafa... No, let's go with... Oh, God, I can't believe this. Noam Dar.
Wow.
Tim?
Yeah, I'm just looking at this, and just as a throwaway, I'm saying Hideo Itami.
Taking Mike's pick from last year. SmackDown Women's Champion in 2019 at the end of the year will be who? Omega.
Yeah, that's a... you know what, Asuka?
The one thing throwing a huge wrench into all of this is the shake-up coming up.
No, really?
Yeah, dude.
Tim, who will be the SmackDown Women's Champion at the end of the year?
Charlotte.
Mike.
Natty.
The Raw Women's Champion will be who, Omega?
Becky Lynch.
Mike.
Ember Moon.
Tim.
Oh, boy. Alexa Bliss.
SmackDown Tag Team Champions will be who, Omega?
Usos.
Mike.
Sanity.
Tim.
Just busy answering somebody here. What was the question again?
SmackDown Tag Champs.
Yeah, that was it. a very vanilla team.
So, the Bar. Got it.
Hang on a second. No.
They're just... the only really white team I can think of.
I'm thinking.
And they are ice shaming.
What? What's the problem?
Nothing. Just keep what? Filling. What? It's filling dead air, Tim. Who you got?
This is a really sucky thing to have to pick. It just really is. Fuck the Revival.
All right, Tim. SmackDown Tag Team Champions will be the Revival. Who will be Raw, Tim?
I'm worried that they might break them up before the end of the year, but I could see Team Glorious.
Yeah. Mike.
Heavy Machinery.
Omega.
Let's just be fun to say B-Team.
U.S. Champion will be who, Omega?
God, I'm trying to think of who's on the roster that would do that. Yeah, that's actually... That's throwing me off.
God.
Kenny Omega. No.
Stop.
Fuck it, Jeff Hardy.
Mike.
Samoa Joe.
Tim.
Finn Balor, thanks to the shakeup.
Intercontinental champion will be who, Mike?
Kenny Omega. Psych. Velveteen Dream.
Omega.
Dean Ambrose.
Tim.
Don't know.
I picked Velveteen Dream to do what already?
We haven't won the North American title.
Damn it.
Hey, you can pick him here. I mean, get one of them right.
Velveteen across the board. You'll win at least
but,
one.
But if I pick him for both, then they're both wrong, then you're fucked.
Womp, womp, womp.
I mean, you go back to picking AJ Styles to be Intercontinental Champion, I'm just saying.
Shit, who's going to be IC Champion? Oh, that is such a... That's bad. That's even worse.
I'm glad you gave us this stuff in advance, Rock.
I did.
Yeah,
I'm glad. Did.
Yeah, but, you know, I have no chance to look at it when I'm at work. Thanks.
Really?
Really, I can't pick somebody. I really have a hard time with this.
Okay, so he chose Dolph Ziggler. Cool.
There you go.
No, I did. Shut up.
Yeah, Dolph Ziggler. There you go.
No, I did not. That was not my bad accent and terrible voice on my part. I'm going to say Dean Ambrose.
WWE champion will be who at the end of the year, Omega?
The Miz.
Mike, who will be WWE champion at the end of the year?
Huh. Joe.
Tim.
This is one that I actually had picked up before we even got out of commercial break. The Miz.
But you couldn't get the Intercontinental title? Okay.
The Universal Champion altogether will be Brock Lesnar. Oh my God.
I mean, you joke, but.
Yeah. Yeah. So are we all picking Bork Laser?
No.
Good.
Are you picking Bork Laser?
Fuck no.
Well, who are you picking, bitch?
I went to Omega first, but Mike.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Rollins. I thought Omega picked Bork.
No, he went Seth Rollins. So Mike, who are you going with?
And this is after WrestleMania. I'm Dolph.
Tim.
Wait. What?
No.
Dolph Ziggler is the Universal. What?
Tim. Just what? Go. Pick your pick. Let's go.
Just ignore him and pick. Okay. Yep. Dumbass pick.
And when it happens, don't say nothing.
When it doesn't happen, dumbass pick. Okay, this is going to tie into my feel-good story of the year for 2019. It's going to be Roman Reigns. And this time, people are going to boo the shit out of him.
So that's our 2019 predictions, Tim.
That's amazing. We never get any of these right.
Nope.
I got one.
I got one.
It's fun. What the hell? Very iconic member of the World Wrestling Entertainment family. Wasn't a professional wrestler, but he was better known than a lot that have come and gone. And he was a part of a lot of people's childhoods growing up. He was part of my life. Watching WWF into WWE. And of course, WCW, from the 80s up until, even doing stints in this past year. The late, the great, the one and only Mean Gene Okerlund, unfortunately, left us back on, January the 3rd. And, while this is a very sad event, Gene wasn't doing, all that great. And, you gotta understand that at least he's no longer, suffering. He was 76, so in some contexts, you know, he'd been around for a while, but in other contexts, that's no longer considered to be very old anymore. and just when I found out the news, my entire day was just, my head was full of all the different little vignettes, of Mean Gene and all the different things that he did to, entertain me and make me laugh. The guy was funny. He was very deadpan funny. Omega, what's the first thing that strikes the top of your head when you're thinking Mean Gene?
I'm thinking two names in particular when I think of Mean Gene, and that is the Hulk Hogan, of course.
Yep.
And I'm thinking Ric Flair.
Mm-hmm.
Because Mean Gene was the type of interviewer we don't get anymore, where he could play off of what the wrestler was saying, and they weren't just there to ask a question just so they can say a rehearsed line. They were there. Yeah, he was there to kick off, you know, the chance for the wrestler to actually, you know, speak his mind and play his character. But he had a character to play as well, and he fired back just as well as the wrestlers fired at him.
He was very quick-witted, that's for damn sure.
Yeah, he could keep up with everybody. And those two in particular, you know, him and Hulk Hogan were a matched pair. Like, those two, it's hard to imagine Hulk Hogan doing interviews with anybody but Mean Gene. And then going into WCW and how Mean Gene and Ric Flair interacted. I mean, it was memorable every time it happened.
Yeah. And something else. Just being hit with wave after wave of memories right now as we're talking about them. What about you?
I remember the one promo with Ric Flair where he'd start, and I can't do a Ric Flair impression, so I will not humiliate myself or shame the man's name by attempting it.
But thanks for the dig.
Every time he talked to Gene, he'd start, "Mean, woo, by God, Gene."
Yep.
And Rick came out one time, started it differently because Bischoff in the back said, "He's tired of me saying that, so I can't say that anymore." So to Bischoff out there, and he gives the loudest one he ever did.
Yeah.
It's phenomenal.
Yeah. Mike?
Mean Gene, when you've dealt with him, it's like he has a personality just with the person that he's with. Like, case in point, when Mean Gene interviewed Andre the Giant, literally put the palm in his hands
and in his face,
yeah.
Yep.
That was good. Hulk Hogan and him, magic. When he's with certain superstars, he gets a personality. And it's just so amazing.
Wasn't it Hogan that gave him the nickname Mean Gene?
I think so.
Well, let me tell you something, Mean Gene.
Yeah.
But it's appropriate because it's like the one interviewer that was willing to stand up to the wrestlers. It's like no one gave him any crap because he's Mean Gene.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like he was the bigger star than the wrestlers were. And if you got interviewed by Mean Gene, you got the rub.
Well, yeah, like that's the cool thing. Like that's, you know, we just saw AJ Styles got a little bit of backstage time with Mean Gene. The last time we got to see him on WWE TV.
Yeah. Yep.
Like that's a huge moment for AJ.
But he would definitely be missed.
But, Mean Gene's like deadpan delivery no matter what. I mean, we have, in both promotions, WCW and WWE, seen accidental things get aired that weren't supposed to be aired. And of course the biggest one was in WWF, I think it was WrestleMania, or it was either WrestleMania or Rumble, I can't remember. They aired the wrong tape. The poster in the back fell down.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like okay, this is an outtake and we're not gonna use it, but he just went with it. Who put that up? What is that? $16 an hour? Come on. Or whatever it was.
We also have the clip of him just shouting, "Fuck it."
Yep. It's you know, the other one where he kept Sid on the straight and narrow doing the live interview. Oh, I screwed that up. Can we do it again? No, we're live.
Especially with him and Roddy Piper.
Yeah, me and Roddy, that was another good one.
Gentlemen, as you know, the Ultimate Warrior.
Fuck it. It's publicly stated that, damn it, who put that up? Is that $200 an hour?
Yeah, that was the one.
Classic Mean Gene.
He was a wonderful man, and he's gonna be sorely missed. And of course, tomorrow night on Raw, you know there's gonna be a big, huge tribute to him.
Absolutely.
And unfortunately, some people are going to be a little bit upset with part of that tribute tomorrow night.
What makes you say that, brother?
Exactly. Hulk Hogan returns to Raw tomorrow night.
Along with Ric Flair.
Along with Ric Flair. And they will be doing a little bit of in memoriam there.
That's cool. I mean, you feel what you want about Hogan. It's not about him.
Social justice warriors, get over it. He apologized. It's not even 99% of the people accepted it.
It's not even that. He's there to honor our friend. Just deal with it.
He's not there for himself. He's there for Gene.
Exactly.
So, yeah. Anyways, all I can say is, me and Gene, thank you very much for the literally decades of entertainment.
Yeah.
So, on that note, I don't want to bring you guys down, and I hope that this didn't, because in this situation, you got to remember the good and the joy that he brought everybody. So please remember that. And yes, you know, shed a tear for him, but be happy that you had a chance to experience the one and only the late great Gene Okerlund. And on that note, I think we are done now for the night.
Yep.
All right. Don't forget tomorrow, immediately following Raw, Rock will be taking your phone calls to let you express your outrage over the fact that Brock Lesnar is still champion.
You know, I do need to test some. No, not doing that.
No, maybe not.
Maybe not.
Immediately following Raw at like 11:02 p.m.
11 p.m. Eastern, Raw Post Show live right here on Raw Talk Radio Network. It's Raw Post Show.
Yeah, of course, Thursday nights at 10 o'clock Eastern, another edition. You heard her tonight. She's a wonderful lady. If you have never listened, tune in. We're talking about the multi-time, multi-award-winning The Rack radio show right here on the Raw Talk Radio Network.
It's Rack Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. Well, the SmackDown Throwdown, the NXT Rundown. All the news you can handle is Rack Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. It's Rack Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Make sure you follow, subscribe on the Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher, The Rack Radio Show.
Saturday night, midnight-ish, or as close as we can get to it. Another edition of The Wild, The Wacky, The Unusual. They're going to quit unless the director is reinstated. CB Radio.
Yeah, CB Radio, Saturday night, midnight-ish. Go back and listen to last night's episode where we did the Blame Rob Battle Royal. Who was the biggest celebrity death of 2018? We discussed it. Talk about it on CB Radio, Saturday night's midnight-ish. CBRadioLive.com, greaterthangreatdebate.com.
Yeah, and of course, next Sunday night at 10 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Mountain, if anything happens...
No, we have a show. What? We have a show. I've told you this.
Why?
I can preview the show for next week. Next week on the show, Wrestle Talk Radio, we'll talk all things All Elite Wrestling. Yes, a teaser for next week. It's 2019.
You blew what I was going to do. Thank you.
2019.
Knucklehead.
Big things are coming.
So, yeah, there it is. Anyway, he kind of sort of like totally destroyed what I was going to do. But so I'm not going to do it anymore. It's just, yeah. Starting next week for the next couple of weeks, we're going to give you all the breaking news and updates that we can find about All Elite Wrestling. What the hell's going on? Did they really sign? Is Goldberg involved? I don't know. We'll find out.
Hold on. Tim's gonna make some phone calls and give us the inside scoops.
I'll see who I can get a hold of.
Anyway.
Fortnite.
Thursdays and Saturdays, Fortnite with friends, twitch.tv/WTLive. Make sure you follow, subscribe to the channel so you know when we go live for Fortnite, when we go live for all the program we just mentioned, including Russell Talk Radio, the Raw Post Show, CB Radio, and The Rack. twitch.tv/WTR Live. Make sure you're following us on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio. It's facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. This show is on Facebook and Twitter. It's at WTR Sunday Night. Tim is on Twitter multiple times.
Not once, but twice actively. Yeah. Follow me at Flames Forums, where I talk sports and other assorted, relatively harmless things every now and then. I might post a really bad dad joke or a thing that make you go, huh? But if you want to get my serious side, then check me out at Voice Insanity. I let it go, no holds barred, and I have been known to piss people off on that Twitter account.
Omega, you're on the interwebs.
Yes, yes, I am all over the interwebs. If you want to follow me over on Facebook, it is TJ Reviews. However, everywhere else, you can find me under the name TJ Omega. That is the Twitter handle, that is the YouTube channel loaded with videos to watch, and that is also the website, tjomega.net, for a bunch of exclusive stuff.
You exclusives to buy stuff. It's on the Twitter at TJ Omega.
There's not much stuff right there. I need to resupply stuff.
Just keep an eye out. More stuff's coming. He'll be selling locks of his hair in 2022.
Dear gosh.
Mike.
Hey, what's up, guys? And then for those of you, fuck the revival. I'm on the Twitter page, the WTR Oreo, fuck the revival. This week, I am actually going to post something, you know, 2019, New Year, so I gotta do this. I gotta do it right. This Saturday, I will be putting back on the boots, and I actually will be wrestling this Saturday, so... hopefully you get clips and things of such. If you, for those who have paid attention, you see I've done a little changes and stuff on my Twitter page. But, yep, DWTR Oreo, come on, add me. I'm also doing a thing on the Facebook, Dragon Honor Wrestling. Back to you.
Tim.
I don't know if there's anything to get back to because we're done tonight. Uh-huh.
Say goodbye, Tim.
Goodbye, Tim.
Radio.com.